A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky, 95 degrees.
And emergency traffic and a crash eastbound I-80. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. Investigators are releasing more details about what led up to a deadly shooting outside an apartment complex in Mill Creek. They say the victim may have been trying to protect other people. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the story.
Police say the victim, Taylor Calvaca, wasn't actually at the center of the Facebook argument that led to the shooting. They say one of the suspects, Edgar Esquivel, threatened to drown and rape another man's two-month-old baby. When the two sides agreed to meet outside of the Sunnyvale Apartments, Calvaca was asked to come along. Police say he stepped in front of the gun after Alexandra Ethan May pulled it out of a cardboard box.
Officers say Esquivel deleted his Facebook account after the shooting. KSL News Time, 6:31. Now more of our top stories. Here's Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a West Jordan man is being accused of not paying his state income taxes for 28 years. Timothy Robinson faces multiple felony charges, including tax evasion. The Utah State Tax Commission says they audited Robinson seven times and made numerous notifications that he needed to file his returns. Pool days are coming to a close with the start of school approaching, but the sun is still shining and the risk of developing a deadly skin cancer is very real. For your life, your health, Allie Davis tells us one man's story.
Chip Lavasek never bothered with sunscreen.
It takes too much time. It's too messy.
Until 2 years ago, when he was diagnosed with aggressive melanoma on his scalp.
I looked over at my wife. She had tears in her eyes and I went, uh-oh, we might have a problem here.
After several surgeries and a year of immunotherapy, Chip is healthy. Intermountain Healthcare's Dr. Tanya Bowles says melanoma is preventable with SPF 30 sunscreen. She encourages people to screen their moles often.
But some melanomas are not brown or black. They can be pink or purple or even flesh-colored but look funny and different.
For your life, your health. Allie Davis, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. South Korea's military says North Korea fired more projectiles into the sea today. This is another launch in a slew of weapons tests believed to be aimed at pressuring Washington and Seoul over slow nuclear diplomacy. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say that the projectiles were twice launched from an area on the North's eastern coast, but didn't say what the weapons were or how far they flew. Israel has barred two Democratic congresswomen who planned to visit Israel just hours after President Trump urged Israel to block them. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
The Palestinian president is slamming Israel's decision to bar Democratic House members Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from visiting Israel and the West Bank. Mohammed Shtaya called the decision racist and incompatible with democracy. Dangerous is how one Israeli Arab lawmaker, Ahmed Tibi, put it. Lots of criticism also from Israeli politicians. Centrist Yair Lapid calling Netanyahu's ban a mistake that will only strengthen the boycott Israel movement and damage Israel's ties with the Democratic Party. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
We will go in depth on this coming up at 6:45. July was a record-setting month for planet Earth.
Never before has a U.S. government recorded a month as hot globally as July was. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, saying in 140 years of record-keeping, no month has been hotter than last month. July was 1.7 degrees hotter than the 20th century average. Nine of the 10 hottest Julys on record have happened since 2005.
That is ABC's Alex Stone reporting. Other national stories we are following. At a migrant detention center in Rhode Island, an ICE staffer allegedly drove his pickup truck into a crowd of peaceful protesters. ABC's Janae Norman has more.
Outside the Wyatt Detention Center in Rhode Island, the truck driven by an alleged corrections officer approached the entrance to the detention center's parking lot before attempting to drive straight through the crowd of Jewish protesters, many advocating for the human rights of migrants detained by ICE.
Two people were sent to the hospital for injuries, including one with a broken leg.
Greenland is as big as Alaska. It has 56,000 people. It's not actually green, and President Trump wants it. The Wall Street Journal reports the president has repeatedly expressed interest in purchasing the territory from Denmark with varying degrees of seriousness. KSL News Time, 6:35.
Let's check on the traffic situation, Ricky. We have an emergency traffic deal.
What's going on? The stop-and-go delays start right about Lamb's Canyon eastbound I-80. It's all due to a crash just before the summit. Only two left lanes of traffic are open, so this is going to take you 20 minutes if you're at the head of the delays to get through, maybe up to 30 minutes if you're at the tail end. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, if your kids are putting on the pads this season, there's a startling new study about football injuries. My Minute of News is next.